online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Ollie Cole.
The Supreme Court's ruled a father broke the law by taking his daughter out of school during term time for a holiday to Florida. John Platt from the Isle of Wight had refused to pay a fine, arguing that she had a good attendance record during the rest of the year. But delivering the verdict, Lady Hale warned that unauthorised school absences are disruptive.
Any educational system expects people to keep the rules. Not to do so is unfair to those obedient parents who do keep the rules, whatever the cost or inconvenience to themselves.
Meanwhile, the number of parents being prosecuted in England because of their children missing lessons has leapt by a fifth in a year. Nearly 20,000 ended up in court in 2015. Most were fined.
KMFM News.
It's emerged a father of three who died after crashing during a pram race near Maidstone suffered a severe brain injury. Joe has more for KMFM.
Well, at an inquest yesterday, a coroner ruled Francis O'Sullivan's death was an accident. The 52-year-old fell from the pram at the New Year's Day event in Sutton Valence. He was flown to hospital but died the following day. Last month, organisers of the event planted a tree in the village in his memory.
A young girl remains in a serious condition in hospital after being attacked by a dog in a park in Medway. It happened in the Jenkins Dale area of the town on Tuesday evening. A man, woman and teenager, all arrested in connection with the incidents, have now been bailed. The breed of the dog, which was shot dead by police at the scene, is still unknown. Well, Kirsty Henderson is from the animal charity PETA. She has this advice to anyone with concerns about a dog.
If you are concerned about a dog, you can report them to the police or report the human in charge of the dog at least. But however, that is actually not going to solve the problem that we have. The problem can be solved though by treating them as members of the family and training them to live with us.
The Prime Minister says a gas attack on Syrian families this week is despicable.
All those who are backing that regime, including Russia, need to use their influence to stop Assad from bombarding and dealing with his people in such a horrific way.
It comes as that Assad regime denies ever using chemicals against people in its country. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim.
The Syrian Arab Army did not and will not launch or use any type, this type of weapon. Not against only or our people, but even against the terrorists themselves.
His comments contradict results from post-mortem tests on victims in Turkey, as well as various aid workers and medics in the region who treated dozens of adults and children for the effects of gas. At least 70 people died after bombs were dropped on Tuesday. The Chancellor says welfare changes starting today have to be implemented to balance the country's budget. Payments for some benefits are now limited to the first two children in a family, so babies born today onwards won't be entitled. Charities estimate some families will be £3,000 a year worse off. Hundreds of pounds worth of damage has been caused in an animal charity in Medway. A hooded gang got into Cats Protection League near Bredhurst last Tuesday by climbing over a fence. CCTV footage shows the three going on to smash two Peugeot vans parked in the driveway. The vehicles are used to transport cats to the vets for operations, vaccinations and neutering. One's now back on the road, but the other's still in for repairs. More at kentonline.co.uk. A mother who went missing with her two sons from Nottingham 10 days ago has been found safe. Police say Samantha Baldwin and her sons Dylan and Lewis are now with officers. A derelict building and a caravan have been destroyed following a fire in Yalding. Firefighters were called after it broke out in Hampstead Lane near the railway station. The cause is not yet known and no one was injured. And Harry Styles says his current favourite record to listen to is his own upcoming debut solo album. The One Direction star also says he had around 70 songs to pick from and that he sought advice from Ed Sheeran. The first track to be released from the album is called Sign of the Times. Gary and Laura have KMFM's first play of it tomorrow on Breakfast.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops where quality comes as standard.
England's women cricketers will again feature in this summer's six-team 2020 competition. All 18 centrally contracted players and 16 overseas players will take part in the Super League, which begins in August. Kent's Charlotte Edwards is part of the squad. football, and policing is going to be stepped up ahead of Gillingham's game against Millwall on Saturday. It's after trouble broke out when the two sides last met at Priestfield, with eight fans arrested for a variety of offences. The Gills are fighting to avoid relegation in League One. Millwall are chasing a place in the playoffs. That's the latest. Next update at 2.
KMFM weather.
Dry and bright today, a little cloudier later. Highs of 14 in Sevenoaks, 12 in Faversham.
Weather.
With Carpet Sales Centre. Amazing carpets, affordable prices. Ballard Business Park, Strood.